Dreamscape presents Cradle to Grave by Eleanor Coons. Narrated by Susie Bernice. Chapter 1. When Reese heard the buggy rattle up the drive, he left his loom and went downstairs to meet his wife of 2 months in the kitchen. Lydia had thrown her cloak over a kitchen chair and was intent upon the letter in her hand. Her mouth was trembling. He hurried to her side and put his arm around her shoulders.
"What happened?" he asked. "Is it bad news?"
"Nothing like that," she said, brandishing the letter. "It's from the elders at Zion."
Reese smiled. Zion was the Shaker community in Maine where they had first met. He'd been searching for his runaway son, and she living on the outskirts of the Shaker community.
"Ah, another offer to buy your farm?"
Since she'd inherited it from her previous husband, the Zion elders had expressed interest in purchasing the property several times, and Lydia was eager to sell. She felt that the farm was cursed.
"No,"
she shook her head.
"I mean, yes, Elder Hitchens mentions it."
"We'll deal with that when the weather turns this spring."
A traveling weaver by profession, Reese was also a wanderer by nature, and he took any excuse to return to the open road. He was especially eager to leave Dugard now, after he'd hit his brother-in-law Sam Prentice and knocked him into a mounting block. Remembering the sound of Sam's head hitting the granite block and the red blood blooming from his head sent a shudder through Reese. And the resulting injury had left Sam touched. If it weren't winter, Reese would be eager to leave.